Duty of Ministers. Brothers Blank and Blank failed in some respects in their management in church matters at Battle Creek. They moved too much in their own spirit and did not make God their whole dependence. They did not, as they should, lead the church to God, the fountain of living waters, at which they could supply their want and satisfy their soul hunger. The renewing, sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit to give peace and hope to the troubled conscience and restore health and happiness to the soul was not made of the highest importance. The good object they had in view was not attained. These brethren had too much of a spirit of cold criticism in the examination of individuals who presented themselves to be received into the church. The spirit of weeping with those who weep and rejoicing with those who rejoice was not in the hearts of these ministering brethren as it should have been. Christ identified himself with the necessities of his people. Their needs and their sufferings were his. He says, "I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was sick, and ye visited me. A stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." God's servants should have hearts of tender affection and sincere love for the followers of Christ. They should manifest that deep interest that Christ brings to view in the care of the shepherd for the lost sheep, all tenderness and compassion and gentleness and love, as Christ has in his life given us an example, that we should exercise the same tender, pitying love he has exercised toward us. The great moral powers of the soul are faith, hope, and love. If these are inactive, the labor of ministers, be they ever so earnest and zealous, will not be accepted of God and cannot be productive of good to the church. Ministers of Christ who bear the solemn message from God to the people should ever deal justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before God. The Spirit of Christ in the heart will incline every power of the soul to nourish and protect the sheep of his pasture, like a faithful, true shepherd. Love is the golden chain which binds believing hearts to one another in willing bonds of friendship, tenderness, and faithful constancy, and binds the soul to God. There is a decided lack of love, compassion, and pitying tenderness among brethren. The ministers of Christ are too cold and heartless. They have not their hearts all aglow with tender compassion and earnest love. The purest and most elevated devotion to God is that which is manifested in the most earnest desire and efforts to win souls to Christ. The reason ministers who preach present truth are not more successful is they are deficient, greatly deficient, in faith, hope, and love. There are toils and conflicts, self-denials and secret heart trials for us all to meet and bear. There will be tears and sorrow for our sins. There will be constant straggles and watchings mingled with remorse and shame because of our deficiencies. Let not the ministers of the cross of our dear Savior forget their experience in these things, but ever bear in mind they are but men, liable to err, of like passions with their brethren, and if they help their brethren, they must be persevering in their efforts to do them good, having their hearts filled with pity and love. They must come to the hearts of their brethren and help them where they are weak and need help the most. Those who labor in word and doctrine should break their own hard, proud, unbelieving hearts, if they would witness the same in their brethren. Christ has done all for us because we were helpless, bound in chains of darkness, sin, and despair, and because we could do nothing for ourselves. It is through the exercise of faith, hope, and love that we come nearer and nearer to the standard of perfect holiness. Our brethren feel the same pitying need of help that we have felt. We should not burden them with unnecessary censure, but let the love of Christ constrain us to be very compassionate and tender, that we can weep over the erring and those who have backslidden from God. The soul is of infinite value. The worth of the soul can be estimated only by the price paid to ransom it. Calvary. Calvary. Calvary will explain the true value of the soul.